In the name of Jesus, amen. From our Old Testament reading today, the book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, where the Lord says, I have borne you on eagle's wings. I brought you to myself. We have lots of images and depictions of animals throughout the Bible as analogies for God and for us. It's actually like a zoology book in some ways of the Spirit. In our psalm today, we heard the famous one, how we are sheep of God's pasture. But there's also another animal which features fairly prominently throughout all of Scripture, appears a number of times, actually, in the whole Bible, and that's the image of the eagle, the mighty eagle. And the eagle is a description not for us, but for God. The book of Exodus in the Old Testament describes how the Lord delivered the people of Israel from slavery to freedom. And the book of Exodus begins with the people of Israel in slavery in Egypt. God delivers them from slavery and takes them on a journey, a flight, if you will, in the wilderness to the promised land, to the home that God promised to give to their father Abraham. And our reading today occurs as the Lord is cementing that relationship with his people in the wilderness at Mount Sinai. There at that mountain, God will give his Ten Commandments, how we are to live before God and with others. In our Old Testament reading today, the Lord reminds them, the people of Israel, that he delivered them out of Egypt. And to help them remember it, just look up, he says, like an eagle. On eagle's wings, I brought you to myself. So the Lord says in our Old Testament reading today, now therefore, thinking with the eagles, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. You know, that Old Testament passage, treasure possession, being a holy nation, is almost the same as found later in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Flying ahead in Scripture, we hear this. You are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In our Old Testament reading from Exodus, we hear this, though. If you obey God's voice, if you keep his covenant, then you shall be the Lord's treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. Note the if and the then. If you follow, then God will make you a treasured possession. In the New Testament, though, were you listening? We hear a little differently. There's no if. There's no then. It just starts, you are. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people of God's possession. No if or then, there's only you, me, us are God's treasure possession. And how do we then move from an if-then and conditional statements or an iffy relationship with God, iffy, to a more firm and established and committed relationship with God? How do we move from a maybe to a sure thing, to a yes, amen, relationship with God? And God wants us to have a yes, amen, relationship with God. And to help us move from a more transactional and limited relationship to God to a more fully committed and lasting relationship with God, God gives us an image. God gives us something found in nature. God gives us the eagle. To focus on the eagle, you can fly from being less committed to being for sure. You could say this sermon that it's for the birds. In our Old Testament reading today, God compares himself to an eagle. Like an eagle sheltering his young, he has borne or carried his people of Israel from danger in Egypt. You know, eagles, right? We don't see them in New York City, but they're impressive. I remember seeing an eagle as a kid when I was in the northern part of California with my family. I remember just staring at that eagle. I knew it was a different kind of bird. How fast, how high eagles fly. And it turns out that eagles are popular throughout the Bible. They appear a number of times. They sort of appear in the sky of the Bible. In our Old Testament reading, the Lord is like an eagle who shelters and carries his own young. The most famous passage about eagles is probably found in the prophet Isaiah. It says this, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Not only is the Lord like an eagle, it says the people of the Lord fly like eagles. Consider the eagle. Eagles make nests. They shelter high above danger. Eagles help and guide their young to fly. Eagles destroy predators. Consider how the eagle is like God. God shelters his people high above danger, does he not? He's our mighty fortress. He is, in our first reading, today on Mount Sinai, but also today he's there sheltering us above all danger. That's what we pray. Lord, keep us from all danger, all temptation and evil. God helps us also fly on our own, doesn't he? Spread our wings. To live as Christians, even in a hostile world. To follow God, to not grow weary. Like an eagle, God destroys predators, fear, worry, sin, the devil. Consider how the God has borne us on wings of his mercy. We can fly through our busy daily lives. The Lord is like an eagle. And there aren't many birds like eagles. They seem to rule the air. Eagles fly above other birds. They see all that is below. Just like the Lord is above us and sees the world and cares for it that he made below. The Lord is like a mighty eagle. And once we got that image and the Lord puts it in his words to Moses for the people so they would look up to him, we can return back to our Old Testament passage today. We can return to that if-then and conditional relationship with God. Remember, we want to move from an if-then relationship with God to a firm yes relationship with God, to a strong relationship with God. Back in our Old Testament reading, the Lord says that his people may be his treasured possessions if they follow the Lord. The Lord is like a powerful eagle who carried and delivered his people. But of course, the rest of the Old Testament shows that yes, while the Lord is a mighty eagle, the Lord's people are not often like eagles. In fact, they don't soar or follow the Lord. They are more likely to be sore and hurt others. And in fact, we can think of them less like eagles and more like something in New York that we get, pigeons. Now, don't get me wrong, the Lord loves pigeons too. This is most certainly true. But the Lord calls us to soar like eagles, not pigeons. Eagles fly, pigeons sort of try and fly. Eagles soar above, pigeons wander below. The people in the Old Testament act like pigeons. God desires that they look to the heavens, like eagles. They not look at their ground for their own needs and concerns. And that's what pigeons do. Just go to the park here and look. Someone throws food and they all go for it, not looking at the other pigeon around. They squawk, they eat whatever they can find, they make a mess. Ah, they don't care about anything else. That's kind of like the people of God in the Old Testament. Like pigeons, they fight. Like pigeons, they put themselves first. Well, the people of Israel in the Old Testament had an iffy, conditional, not very faithful relationship with God. And the Lord knows this because, like an eagle, He sees it all. And so He sends His own treasured possession. He sends His Son, Jesus. We fly through Scripture, see how that connects. Jesus comes and tells us to consider the birds of the air. He says that. Look at the birds. How our Heavenly Father provides for them and for us. How the Lord even provides for pigeons. And you know, when Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, bring the baby Jesus to the temple, they're poor. They offer the gift of pigeons. They give pigeons at the temple. Pigeons for pigeons like us. You see, we are no better than the people of God in the Old Testament. Like pigeons, we struggle to fly with God. We tend, if we're honest, to put our own interests and needs before others. Like pigeons, we fight for our own needs and forget the needs of others. Our Heavenly Father knows we should fly and soar like eagles. Our Heavenly Father sees our need and sin. Our Heavenly Father sends His own Son, Jesus, to nest with us, to be with us, who gives His life for us. And just like an eagle, Jesus destroys the predators of sin, death, and the devil. Jesus, who like an eagle, ascends to heaven. Jesus, who like an eagle, carries and bears on His wings and carries us through this world into the world of the life to come. Jesus, who flies to prepare a place for us. Jesus, who carries us from below to above. And because of all that Jesus does, because of all that Jesus is, like a mighty powerful eagle, we too can begin to fly. We can spread our wings a little. We can have a more stable, committed, lasting relationship with God. And that's why in the New Testament it says, echoing the Old Testament, but this time without the ifs, and without the maybes, and without the thens, but only with the yes of Jesus. You are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people of His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness to His marvelous light. Consider the pigeons, right? Look around. Let's not be so hard on them. Pigeons do just fine here in New York. They're doing just fine. And if pigeons can make it here, we can make it here. God provides for the pigeons. God, our Heavenly Father, provides for us. Consider then these words of God to us. I bore you on eagle's wings. I brought you to myself. In Jesus, the Lord has carried us on eagle's wings. He has brought us to Himself. To have a more stable, lasting relationship with God, to be not so iffy in faith, to be more committed, see how the Lord carries us on eagle's wings. Look to the Lord as the eagle, strength, commitment. See all that Jesus does like an eagle for us. The Lord then wants us to fly. When we look at Him flying, we can begin to be lifted up. And we don't flutter then like pigeons. And what sin, Scripture says, or worry or fear, is weighing us down? That's what it says. What sin is weighing us down? What fear is keeping us from flying with the Lord? Give that problem, that shame, that fear to Jesus. Like an eagle, He can handle it. Like an eagle, He can carry us to Himself. When we look and see that the Lord is like a mighty, powerful eagle, when we see Jesus who carries us like an eagle from sin to forgiveness, from worry and death to hope, eternal life, that's when we can be lifted up with these ancient words of Isaiah. We can be lifted upward in faith. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.